beginning of Parshas Vayetzin, as Yaakov has a chamorim, in the chamorim he sees the sulam. As in the Medrash, there are different pshatim. What is the sulam of Yaakov of Yino? It's a sulam that it's on the ground. Rishim Megia L'Shamayim. As one of the pshatim in the Medrash is the sulam is the tefillas of Yaakov of Yino. And what tefillah does to a person is even though his feet are on the ground, but ayadei tefillah, it lifts a person up to Shamayim. And he could be mis'ala ma'oid ma'oid. Tefillah is a big sulam in Avodas Hashem. It's a big way to go very high in Avodas Hashem. But it's one of the ways to do this with tefillah we want to see today with a big yisoy from Rabbi Yeruchim in general in Avodas Hashem, and then we'll tie it into tefillah. Rabbi Yeruchim talks about last week's parasha, the union of Nisayim of the Avos HaKadoshim. Avraham Avinu was Nisayim with Asara Nisayinis. He says, what's the point of a Nisayim? Derech Klal, what do we understand in the Nisayim? A Nisayim is a test. We want to know if he'll do it or not. But the Shaila is, Hashem knows everything. Hashem knows he's going to do it. As the Ramban asks the question, and the Ramban says it turns. The Ramban says, because it's not the same when you have an idea in your head than when you do it l'maisa. It's a whole different level when you do it l'maisa. That's the terrors of the Ramban. Rabbi Yeruchim Ketarchu B'Kodesh learns it up with a tifkayt. And he says a very big yisoid. And this is a big yisoid in life. There are a lot of bochrim, a lot of avreichim. And you know something, even a lot of rebbeim and Rosh Hashivas, they have a lot of chokhmah in their head. But not all the time in our maisa do we find that we have such big ideas. Not all the time when it comes l'maisa, we carry out the ideas. His dogma is, sometimes you have a Talmud Chacham that he knows a lot of Torah, you could ask him on Shas, but when it comes to Yoni Kovid, all of a sudden there's a Choshech Gadol, he's so makbid on his Kovid, and if someone's not mechavad him, he's ice mensch. Or when it comes to Yoni Mominis, forget it. The guy loses himself Lagamri when it comes to Nyane Mominis. And we have a question, like, he's so much Chachma in his head. And why is it when it comes Lamaisa, he doesn't carry it out? And the truth is, it's not only on big Tamidi Chachamim. There's so many people, they know how to act. They know how to treat a wife. But when it comes Lamaisa, the problems that there are in Shalom Bayis Bizman Hazeh. Everyone knows the general idea, like, why when it comes l'maisa do we fall short? As the Yeruchim speaks out a big yisoid, that ideas stay in the head, in the mayach. But in order to transform your body, your feelings, what you're going to do is a whole avodah. And that is the world of maisa. When you do something, you're changing who you are and what you are. You're changing the way you act. From ideas alone, you're not going to change the way you act. From maisim, from physics, from training, from doing, that's what trains the way you act. You want to be a good husband? It's not just enough to get Revolba's Kundris Tachsanim, the Sisei Chaim's Kundris Tachsanim. It's Givaldic. But until you do it, l'maisa, and until you margle yourself, and you train yourself, and it comes out that that's who you are, it's a world of a difference. The nekuda of an Nisayon is, Avram could have a lot of ideals of Avos Hashem, of Yiras Hashem in his heart. But until he does it, l'maisa, and his mekadesh is guf, and changes his mahus into that, it's not the same. That's the big yisoid of Rabbi Yeruchim. And that's what he says. It's shot in the Mishnah. There are people that chochmosoi mi ruboi mi maisav ein chochmosoi miskayemes. You have people that the chochma is meruba. They can mamish give gavaldiga musish musik all around the world. But it's chachmasai meruba mimaisav ein chachmasai miskayamis. Even the chachm is not miskayam. It's not chashiv. But when someone is maisav meruba mechachmasai, as then chachmasai miskayamis, because the maisim is the person. That's who you are. And that's what changes the person and makes the person. And that's really who you are. That's the avoid. That's why the avos were nisnaset to bring out the gadlus. Nisnaset called hazman. That's the big insight of Rabbi Yochanan. His Talmud, the Nelson Rachvolu, who is the Mashgiach in Lakewood, has a sefer on Inyani Tefillah. Leket Rishima stopped Kabbalah sefer. It helps a lot to be mechazik in Tefillah, but he wants to say al pizeh. A very interesting yesod. What is a maisa with puchins you emuna? Okay, so emuna. It's not enough to learn about emuna. It's not enough to learn about bitachin. It's not enough to learn chayvis alvavis bitachin. It's not enough to learn about emuna. I need a maisa which brings in emuna. I need a maisa which brings in bitachin. And that's why you. And until you have that maisa, it's not real. And we see it b'chush all the time. The people that talk big emun and bitachem, when it comes on ma'isa, it doesn't go. Yep. A marshal, he was once someone who was a soldier, and he was supposed to. He was a sniper. He used to shoot Arabs that were coming, trying to come into a yeshiv. As he was dressed up, he puts a tree on top of him. He goes on the ground, and he was sitting there with his gun. This one night he got tipped off that an Arab's about to come. He has to shoot the Arab. As he's standing there, and all of a sudden a Breslover comes out. The Breslover believe in his boydudus. What do? They go into a dark place at night and they say, I'm not afraid of anyone but Hashem. They train themselves. I'm not afraid of anyone but Hashem. Okay, so he's going. And the Arab's supposed to be coming in another minute or two. And this Breslover is, I'm not scared of anyone. He's going to send the Arab away. I'm not going to be able to hit him. As he gets up and he taps the Breslover, who's saying, I'm not scared of anyone but Hashem. He taps him on his shoulder. The Breslover jumps and screams, Ah! Shema Yisrael Hashem! He looks at him. You said you're not scared of anyone but Hashem. What happened to you? Maven Yavin. It's funny, but it's sad. You know, you could sing it, you could scream it, you could dance it, but Lamaisa, you're petrified. As you need a Maisa to drill in Emuna. If you don't have a real Maisa Emuna, you don't have a real Maisa Bitachin, you could talk it, you could sing it, you could dance it. It doesn't go in the same way. As what is a maisa that drills in emuna and bitachin? What's a maisa that drills in yira, anava? How does the yeshiva bacha do this in yeshiva? As a maisa, you're a man, he lives with emuna and bitachin, especially if he doesn't make his ends meet. A lot of mesiras nefesh, you see people, mamish, living with emuna. But how does a bacha do it? Rav Nosson Vachvogel, he gives a gevaldike etza to every. You know how you could do it? During davening. When you daven to Hashem, you're doing a maisa that you believe in Hashem. It's a dibur. Dibur is also a chelik of the gufa adam, which is mashbicha. Picho b'vavcha la'soysay. Rabbi Yochanan says anything you do with your guf is mashbicha. As you write, lomdis, it's not a maisa, it's a dibur. Oh. Of lamaisa, it's something you're doing with the guf. It's something that's a maisa with the guf speaking. And he says that's how yeshiva bacha, three times a day, if he focuses in on it, he could drill himself and he could put in himself real emunah and real bitachon. When you daven, at the chaynin la'adam das, if you do it Hashem, I need to understand the Gemara. We're learning Bab Mitzia, it's nish pashit. Let me understand the Gemara. And my second Seder Chavrus is not going so great. Help me, it should work anyway. V'chule, whatever you put in, you're doing emuna, bitachin and yiras Hashem, you feel you need Hashem all in one shot. As every bacha, three times a day, could be drilling into himself the yisaidis of emuna, bitachin, yira, anava in his tefillah. As tefillah is a sulam, you're standing on the ground, but it could lift you up when you do it with proper havana, proper feeling, it could elevate you so much. And three times a day, we're taking a journey, we're going on the sulam, we're going up, because our tefillah, we're connecting in a deeper way to the yisaidis of emuna, bitachin, and yira, and anava. Ad kan dvar. Would like to add one thing on what he says also. How could a yeshiva bacher in his day do chesed? Okay, so sometimes there is doing chesed. You have a mother, a grandparent, you visit her on Friday, very nice. You have a roommate, sometimes he's sick, you bring him sukkah, very nice. It's all good, and it's kavaldik. But not all the time do we have his damnus of chesed. How could we train ourselves and do a maisa of start thinking about others and doing things for others? Every day, how can we do this? How can we connect to this? We're going to say something which is going to be a big chiddush. People are not going to believe it, but it's so pashut. You know when the time to do it is? When you daven. You know why? You're not just davening for yourself. You're davening for everyone in Klal Yisrael when you daven. Start thinking. When I say at the chaynin la'adam das, I'm not thinking that I should be the best guy in shir. I should ask the knock question that everyone's impressed by. I'm thinking at the chaynin la'adam das. Everyone in my shir, everyone in Klal Yisrael should be malei b'chachma. When I'm mispal refein, it's not just because there's a cold going around and I'm sick, as I'm mispal that I should feel good. Open your heart. Daven for other people. Everyone should feel good. Everyone should have a reflection. It's not only when I hear someone told me there's a choyli, there's someone that has a machla, I have to daven for them all the time. I'm davening for everyone. As during your tefillah, it's actually your time to start feeling for others and thinking about others. As Bizman Hazem, what catches a lot of bachurim is you start talking about shaduchim, shalom bayis, they wake up. As the way to improve your shalom bayis is davening. How? As number one, daven for shalom bayis. Good idea. But number two, if you start when you're davening, thinking about others, not just living in your self-centered world and thinking about I, me, and what's my plans for this, and where am I going, and where am I heading, it opens up a whole world to a person. Is Eidapam. We see tefillah could be a gevaldige sulam in avodas Hashem. We could be kind of things that when we're learning, not all the times we're in touching, but when we're davening, we could do it. The frat, you know, someone's sick, someone that needs parnasa, start davening for him also. You should daven for the whole Eretz Yisrael, you should daven for New York City, whatever you want. You should daven. Everyone should be safe wherever they are. Really, start davening for people. That's as we saw a big yisoid in Avodas Hashem from the Yeruchim. What makes a person is his diburim, is his maisim. His chokhma is just one chelik of a person. Tefillah is a kli gadol, is a sulam to be oile l'mal. And we could do l'maisa dike emuna, bitachin. We could do l'maisa dike chesed. We could open ourselves up to other people in such a beautiful way that for the rest of our lives we'll think more about our wives, our children, our family. We'll just think and live differently. And it starts in the words of people. You're doing it anyway. Every tefillah you're saying is B'lashon Rabba. You're davening for the whole Klal Yisrael. It's just, you know something? We never chapped it. When a person's sick, he davens for himself. He doesn't chap. You're davening for everyone too. Focus in on it. A little bit of thought, and it really could make a big hashpah on a person. As thus is the kli of Aliyah Lamayas. We started off Dvarim Alayim the Merumah Shal Olam is Tefillah. Bnei Adam is Zalzul there. We saw different angles of the Maila of Tefillah. As this is a new angle in the Maila of Tefillah. It's a big Sulam LaAvodas Hashem in a lot of angles. As we want to be Messiah the Yonim of Tefillah with a Gemara. A very powerful Gemara. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud says, the Navi Yeshaya came to Yecheskel and he said that Macho, that you're about to die. He was very sick. Why was he about to die? Because he did a Gvisar Echet. He didn't get married. Why didn't he get married? Because he saw he would have a son, Menashe, who was one of the biggest Rishayim, Malachim, in Klal Yisrael. He was the one, a very key figure in causing the Churban Bayis Rishon from his Chatayim. As here, Chizkiyahu thought he was being a tzaddik. Everyone wants to get married and have children. And he controlled himself. He didn't get married, he didn't have children. L'shem Shamayim, because he saw b'nevuah, he's going to have a son, Menashe. As here, he thought he was doing sitkis. Comes the Navi, and the Navi says, Hashem's not happy. Why? Ve'edikavshei d'rachman olamalei. You're mechoyev to do, get married, there's a mitzvah to get married, you have to do your mitzvah, don't make cheshbonos. Okay. A Navi walks over to a person, he's on his deathbed, he tells him, you're dead. Not only are you dead, you're not going to Olam Haba. As what would everyone do? It would fall apart. The Gadol Hadar walks over to you and says, that's it. You're sick. The makom, the mitzvah of Bika Chaylam and giving him chizik, you're going to get better. The Navi, the Gadol Hadar walks over to you, a nevuah from Hashem, you're dead. In another couple of minutes, it's all over. Oy, you're dead in Olam Haba too. You're finished forever. What does Yeshayahu, what does Chizkiyahu HaMelech answer? Say nevuasecha bekalei. Go, stop. The nevuah is not that. Finish talking. I have a Kabbalah from my grandfather David HaMelech. Afilu cherev chida huneches al savaroi. Even if there's a sword on your neck. Bizman hazeh, even if you're in a matzev where a guy has a gun and he's about to pull the trigger. Al tisyayish min harachmonis. Chizkiyahu Davin, and as they say, the rest is history. Not only did he live, but he went to Olam Haba ganz gut and Wuchule. He lived much, much longer. This is one of the powerful Yesedus of Tefillah that we want to take out with us. In every matziv that you're in, never give up. Tefillah works. You cannot figure out how this is going to work out, how it's going to help you. Tefillahs work. And it's something we've seen many, many times in history. Arayim. Stories that one after the other. How tefillahs apoyel Yeshuas. As that's the last matana to take out of tefillah. Tefillah is oyla lamayla. Tefillah helps you to be misala. Tefillah helps you to be misraimim. And tefillah is a powerful kli. It gives us the hope that we never give up, we're never hopeless. We always have the koyach of tefillah with us. Yeah. And for anything and everything, tefillah works. For Olam Hazeh, for Olam Haba. It's such a powerful koyach. The Shem Yazo, we should be mischazik together and use the koyaches of tefillah. Tefillah avis tikna. Who is misakin tefillah? Avram was misakin shachris. Yitzchak mincha. Yaakov mariv. What does it make a difference to me who was misakin tefillah? It's like when I open up a sefer, like, I really care who wrote it. It makes a difference to me who is misakin it. Like, what's Chazal teaching me that the Avos HaKadoshim are teaching us? We're misakin for Klal Yisrael. They're teaching us such a big Yisrael. The Avos are the miyastim of Klal Yisrael. What do we have from the Avos HaKadoshim bizman hazeh? The miyastim of Klal Yisrael gave us tefillah. Because that's the Avos of Klal Yisrael. That's the Yisoid of Klal Yisrael. That's what kept us in the galus, kept us going, helped us be Mis'ala, helped us be Meraimeh. Because that's what we have from the Avos HaKadoshim Bizman HaZeh. When you're davening Mariv, you have it be Yerusha from Yaakov Avinu. He had a very hard life. He was heading out from his father's house to look for a shidduch, and we know that's very hard. Yeah. Especially in his matzav, he was running from Esau, the chule, and he daven Mariv, and it worked. That's what we daven Mariv now, where kilu b'mamshich darchei ha'avos. We have the yisoidis with us. And that's the beautiful koyach of tefillah that we will mechazik together, to be misraimim and to have this powerful kli that's always miyodai shal klal Yisrael. Me'ez Hashem, the next vadim we want to do on Inyani Yerushalayim. It's one of the big yisaidas of Yiddishkeit. It's something that needs a lot of chizuk bizman hazeh. Want to try the Maisa to be Mischazi together to build real Yerushalayim. Something which is Mo'ed Mo'ed Chashu Hashem Yazot Shugo Isiyat Dishmaya, we should be Mis'ala Riyachah.